SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Jazz from Switzerland. Today, Swiss themes in jazz.
An unusual beginning for a jazz program, you might think. Yet this old Swiss folk tune about the joys of life in the Emmental Valley, a region world-renowned for its cheese, has served a prominent Swiss jazz musician as an inspiration for the music score he was asked to write for a Swiss motion picture. The film, written and produced by one of Switzerland's leading modern sculptors, Bernard Luginbühl, is sharply critical of certain practices, such as the thoughtless destruction of old farmhouses in that beautiful rural area which the artist knows very well since he lives there. Alto saxophonist and clarinetist Heinz Bigler from Bern, an alumnus of the Berklee School of Jazz in Boston, quickly caught on to the satirical nature of the film. He backed it up with a score which so far is unique in Swiss jazz, a musical parody based on a very popular traditional melody. An excerpt from Heinz Bigler's jazz score of the Emmental film by Bernard Luginbühl. The soloists were Heinz Bigler clarinet, Tony Hostetler trombone, Pierre Cavalli guitar, and on drums Hans-Peter Giger. For the 1972 Summer Jazz Festival in Geneva, the French-Swiss radio commissioned the prominent American jazz pianist and composer John Lewis, leader of the modern jazz quartet, to write a piece for the jazz group of Radio Geneva, led by saxophonist Luc Hoffmann. The work, which John Lewis composed, bears the title Swiss Blue and is part of a more extended composition. But here is John Lewis himself to explain it.
What I did with this at the time that this commission came up, I was collecting some ideas for a group of pieces called Seven Shades of Blue. So this piece, which is called Swiss Blue, is from one of these ideas, And so what I tried to have in mind is the Switzerland that I think that I know. I don't know Switzerland that well. I have been here a few times, but not long enough to become intimate with the country. And so the things that that make an impression on me have been the precision, the intricate things that are made in Switzerland, watches, this tape recorder, that, and then remembering the Swiss valleys and the nature here. These are two strong things that stay pretty well with me all the time. So the piece tries to reflect a little bit of that. But I've made a piece which is not based upon a melody that one remembers, but a piece that's intricate in the details. It's not any melodic piece, say, for example, like an older piece, Django of mine,
yes.
For example. It's not that kind of piece. It's more, because I really was thinking about intricate things like watches and things. So the parts are small parts which do things, develop, get larger, get smaller, but always in small pieces, not a long line of pieces. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Swiss Blue by John Lewis, as performed by the jazz group of Radio Geneva under the direction of the composer. The soloists were Achille Scotti at the organ, Luc Hoffman on flute, Tony D'Addario guitar, the American trumpeter Benny Bailey, and on drums another internationally known Swiss percussionist, Staff Combe. On June 22, 1967, an interesting experiment took place at the Municipal Theatre of Basel. Composer-pianist George Gruntz, Switzerland's most important jazz musician today, had staged a concert which for the first time was to bring together in one performance four jazz drummers, a jazz combo, and a group of Basel's famous carnival drummers and fifers. Drumming and fifing is a time-honored tradition in Basel, which finds its almost ritualistic climax every year in the big three-day carnival of the city. American jazz drummers have repeatedly expressed great admiration for the powerful, yet subtle and highly complex style of Basel carnival drumming. The idea of matching some of the best of those Basel drummers with their most prominent colleagues from the field of jazz was an intriguing thought. The lineup on stage was most impressive. Swiss jazz drummers Charlie Antolini, Pierre Favre, and Daniel Humer, plus Manny Neumeier, a native of Germany living at that time in Switzerland and considered very much part of the Swiss jazz scene. Some 20 Basel Carnival drummers and fifers were led by two distinguished experts, Alfred Sacher and George Matisse. The jazz combo consisted of trumpeter Franco Ambrosetti from Lugano in southern Switzerland, the Americans Nathan Davis, tenor and soprano saxophones, and Jimmy Woody, bass, both longtime residents in Europe, and of course, George Gruntz at the piano. Here is the grand finale of that memorable performance, which has since been repeated at the International Jazz Festival in Nice, France, at the International Music Forum at Viktring in Austria, and at the Diorama of Modern Music in Switzerland. We hear Retraite Céleste, Celestial Retreat. Thank you.
You've just heard another program in the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation's transcription series, Musica Helvetica, today featuring Swiss themes in jazz. The program was written, produced, and narrated by Lance Shannon.